About 40 people signed up through a Facebook event to protest the state's bear hunt. The plan was to meet after a hearing to get an injunction blocking the hunt while the courts considered the case's constitutional argument. But after Leon Circuit Judge George Reynolds denied the request for an injunction, just a small handful of protesters showed up.
Well, we're sad.
That's Matthew Schwartz, executive director of the South Florida Wildlands Association.
It looked, for a while, like things were going in a good direction.
And while the effort fizzled, many involved say they're not ready to give up. One area Schwartz and others opposed to the hunt are raising as a concern is the number of hunting permits sold. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is limiting the hunt to just 320 bears, with more specific limits based on region. But more than 2,000 hunters have purchased permits.
They could have started a lot slower. Like, for example, if you're going to have a quota of, I think it was 80 bears in the south area, so issue 80 permits and see how it goes.
Hunt protesters are concerned once the hunters start shooting, it will be difficult to stop them, even once that 320-bear limit has been met. And that's something Judge Reynolds questioned commission officials about in court.
If you give it any thought, you can't just, you know, blow a loud horn and everybody hears it because people are scattered deep into the woods.
Right.
But that's something the FWC's Director of Hunting and Game Management, Diane Eggman, says the commission can handle. She says the commission will deploy what she calls a focused law enforcement effort during the week of the hunt. And she says once the hunt reaches its limit, the FWC has a plan in place for communicating that to hunters.
We'll make the information, the data about whether it's open or closed available through email addresses that we have. We will text it to hunters who provide their cell phone numbers. We'll post it on social media. And we'll have a phone hotline for them to call in to determine it also.
Another issue protesters have raised concerns about is the accuracy of the bear population numbers, which have been extrapolated from an old count. But FWC officials say the bear population was large enough, even when the old count was conducted, to warrant a hunt. Meanwhile, the FWC has announced plans to request that revenue brought in from the sale of hunting permits be used to help subsidize the purchase of bear-proof trash cans in communities with large bear populations. One of the main reasons bears are coming out of the woods and into neighborhoods is because they're drawn by the smell of food. FWC officials say using bear-proof trash cans will help to reduce human-bear conflicts and reduce the number of bears that must be euthanized because they've come to associate humans with food. But back outside the courthouse, Julie Watkins, executive director of the Girls Gone Green, says that doesn't change her mind about the hunt.
Kill a species in order to save a species. I don't, sorry, I didn't mean to go there. But how do you know? Conservation, it's not killing. We only have 3,000 bears. 3,000 bears. 19 to 20 million people. It doesn't make any sense that we can't find room for them. We really do need to learn just to coexist with our wildlife.
And Watkins points out that money hasn't been appropriated yet. Meanwhile, while the hunt is scheduled to continue, so is the court case. Lawyers for the animal rights group behind the case have said they're prepared to take it to the state's Supreme Court. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.